Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. That is Sam Cooke. And thank you for tuning in, listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Cosmic Philosopher, and I am Tim Aldred. Another day and privilege to enjoy civilized life. I want to say it is a good realization, and the most of all for us to have an individual realization of human civilization. It is a special thing. And it is unfortunate that people arise on planet Earth and mess it all up. I am glad that I experience a time that came to my realization that I was from birth to when I observe the light of civilization. It took a while before I realized what human civilization is, opposed to the first human-like, ape-like hominid species that was long time existing, like some 3 to 4 million years before any kind of human being came along, and they were in place that long without language, without anything civilized. The only thing noted that they had as self-reliance ability was to make stone tools. And they could light a fire. That was a little bit of life, but far away from civilization. Well, let me tell you another thing I think about. And it is how people as a whole take life for granted. And my observation of people from when I was young, well, it started out with me seeing old people die. I can remember when I was young, like maybe 12, 13 or so in Jamaica, I can remember one grave especially that they buried someone. And I always remember, especially that burial. You know, I don't know why that burial is registered and stay in my memory. That every now and then it comes across my memory. Well, what I'm saying about this is, people in general take life for granted. And I am speaking of what I have observed for myself for the few years I have seen people in my locale, that I have to make a stipulation to express the difference between the civilized world and the uncivilized world, and that it is important that we know the difference. And I would be remiss to not make this distinction, that most people never get to find out. And that is, the world was without human being. And then came those first human-like creatures. There was no human civilization whatever. Today, you have to think you have to think with, you know, a pursuant interest to understand exactly the value of knowledge that distinguishes between time when there was no human at all. I know the difference between when there were no human at all for like billions of years, the earth being here, and when evolution gave up the hominid humans a language and they can make stone tools. You got to keep that in your mind, because as people that are blessed with the sense of purpose, you have a language and there's a lot of things that civilized person can do that the uncivilized hominid could not do. So when the civilized human being came about, you hardly see today anybody is trying to make a distinction between those periods. And when we don't know the difference between those periods, we live as just a little higher than the animals out there. We would live like the lower or the lowest humankind, like I mentioned, which are clearly primates. There was never a first-class human being at that time. If you don't know the difference between when the first humankind came on Earth and when there was no human being at all, if you don't get a grip on that, you're entire life is going to be bogged by pyramid, confusion, and a whole lot of mental problems. You will, because you live in a world that you really don't know. And to be a human being with the ability to distinguish between a whole lot of things. And clearly, when civilization came about, that was when knowledge of knowing the difference between things, that's when it came about. The hominids, they did not know that. No more than animals, like, that did not have a language, did not have a calendar, did not have XYZ, nothing that pertained to civilized life. You think about that. Now, the next thing I want to say about human civilization and about time is that people just live. And, you know, the period of time when you are young, like, you know, let's say 15 years of age, you pretty much have a good perception about people. right? So we're talking about now, when you become aware of having purpose, you know, you are able to see the different dimension of life, time and season. But as far as knowing how civilization come about, you tell me, is there anybody you can ask today? Do you know anyone who can tell you when did human civilization came to Earth? Did your parents tell you about that? Well, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about it because I was young, and now I am old, my friends. And it is, you know, such a big gulf between when you're young and when you get old. It's a big gulf between there. But that gulf there, because we live, we continue living between when we were like 15 years old, 16, 17, until we turn 75 or 80 and more and between. It's that, you know, you could call it that we live, as it were, in a vacuum. You know, if you follow the context in which I'm speaking, we come into this world and then we die, we leave. And you can always remember a lot of people that were alive, and you know them, and they were pretty young when you know them, but they got old and they die, and you get old too, just like them, you know. So what I'm talking about is like that, about we, as it were, in a vacuum. All of what we have accomplished, you know, in our lifetime, we just go out like as we came, you know. And the only thing is, well, we came into the world with a body, and it's, you know, it's just that now we had life as a baby when we were born. We had life, right? That's why we are born and grow into a creature that, you know, you see the world around you and you can make much of things, you know, the human, the civilized human being do. So what I am focusing on is the way we come and we make a human manifestation and then we die. No, because of one thing or another, because of the fact, nature control us. And we never meet nature and have a conversation with nature, have you? I have not. Now, there's a reason why I'm talking about this. Because I grew up in the church from I was about age 7.
And I tell you what, if you've been listening to me for quite some time, well, maybe talking like this will bore you and you don't really, you know. But I want to hear what I'm saying. Each time you renew a positive thing, it values something. Now, if I'm not reciting the same thing I said in prior shows, it may be close, but I'm not reading what I said at any time before. This is something another time. The first time I'm talking today, because I didn't live, you know, I live yesterday, but I don't live tomorrow. I don't live because tomorrow don't come yet, right? So today is today, and I'm alive today. And I'm speaking of something that is really, really bothering me. And just as I say to you, it's like we just come and live in a bubble or a vacuum, and then we die. What else there is to it? People come here on the earth and, you know, born and grow up and adult and, you know, maybe build an empire and stuff like that. But they die too, you see, and leave. You know, you've seen a lot of buildings out there that is an old structure. And you can hear a story as to when a civilization lived in that place and what it was like and how the government run. And so you're looking at the past where something happened there, but they're gone. Now, what I'm sharing with you right now is weighty on my mind. It's why I'm talking like this. That the greatest thing that we have is the power of thought, and meaning have a mind that thinks sober and, you know, it is told to us by, you know, those who think and appreciate life that you must first be sober. First be sober. And it is a step, it's a psychological step that we must realize we have to take. And that is you came into the world and you live like other people live. But then, like everybody else, you pass on. And there are a lot of different things that happen prior to some people dying. Is usually something. I mean, rarely you hear some people die in their sleep and stuff like that. But the most important, most valuable thing is for us to have the right realization of what life is as we are living. We are healthy, we are well, and, you know, we have, during the time, you know, when you just get out of university and stuff like that, you load up with education and you have big plans to do things. Now, people who come and gone No, if they could be looking at you and see what you're doing, they would remember. It's the same thing they did. You know what I mean? If their ghost is somewhere and looking at someone going through the same thing. All right. So I am saying, because thought, the power of thought and the image that we form inside ourselves, what we think to do, that is the most powerful, because anytime you can think and make sense enough to configure something, make something, that gives, it follows a purpose, you can enjoy, think of something good, and it's your intangible thoughts that really drives a happy life inside of you. When you think of something that, you feel the energy of it and you interpret it that, this is something good. You enjoy yourself. If you cannot think sober, the first step to a human civilized life, it is not for birds and animals talking about life. The civilized life, right? And something is happening. Something has happened. Why we experience the life as we see it today. What is out there? When you take a look at the world out there around you, there are different countries and, millions of people. But remember, like 9 billion people or so in the world today, more or less. What happened to, the zillion of people that live here and gone? And here we are. You see what I mean? So I was talking to someone recently, and this person is educated more than I do. I don't have school education and a paralegal certificate. So this person that I'm talking said something and created the impression that the present is the only thing of value. Now, this is not the exact word that the person said, but conveying the same thought, meaning of what the person said. When you listen to what I'm saying, you should get the impression, I hope, of what the person was saying to me. Demean the past. Totally abolish the past. Meaning, not just something that is not being used or mean anything. When you talk, this person is talking like the past was not supposed to exist, because only the present now you are to think about. Well, you know what happened? You know, it bothers me. It bothers me because when I tell you that your thought and your thinking, how valuable your thinking is, that in my earlier years, I didn't really know certain things that I should have known. Not just me, but a society. You know, a society of people should, civilized people ought to know. You ought to know. This person thinks that it's only the now is important. So I'm saying, but wait a minute now. You don't know the link between today and years, months, weeks ago in the past? You say, what? I said, what about your birth certificate? You know, let's say you are 60, 50 or 40, 30, whatever they are, but up to a reasonable age where you're an adult and you know about the world. Your birth certificate that you have is telling you how old you are. And let's say you are, say, 35 years of age. It's written on your birth certificate. Why do you think you have a birth certificate? Because guess what? Tradition wanted it because for civilization purpose. But do you think the hominids had birth certificate? I told you history said they never have a language. They could not. They didn't have anything civilized. When civilization came, that was when things like birth certificate and a whole bunch of other things began to be part of people's lives. So somebody who is educated in this time that we are in, it is called the AD and a dominant time. And the ancient past that had a calendar and the counting of time. And now we don't have that calendar anymore. What was the reason for that calendar? Do you know? The first calendar under the BC era or BCE era, one and the same. I am saying, your birth certificate is telling you that you are 35 years of age. That's a long time ago, right? And you can keep on, you know, had to whatever age you want to imagine yourself at. So you tell me, because you are 35 years of age, you don't business with the past, right? But you were born back there, right? 35 years ago. And now you're big grown adult and maybe have children and doing business and doing stuff. But can you imagine back 35 years ago when you were just born? Can you imagine that? Now, is it relevant? Is the past 35 years relevant to you today? And, oh, you are wealthy because you get out of school and, you know, you were a whiz and stuff like that. And now, what I'm trying to say to you, you don't have any time to think about when you were born 35 years ago. Do you know what I mean? And by the time, let's say, if you were like 50, 55, and you really, really make it big and stuff like that, you know, you are feeling the energy of your accomplishment. And therefore, the anthropological energy that people, that form people and your senses and stuff like that, that connection started somewhere. And now you are 50 or 55 years old. And, you know, how could you get to, say, 60 years of age? You would have to stay alive, right? Yes, you have to stay alive. And what happened if something take you out when you are, you know, 58? You won't make it to 60. All right. So if the past don't hold anything of value for you, then you don't need to carry your birth certificate around. Or you don't need to show no document or nothing as proof with dates of the past. Why? If the past is not important to an individual, and in quite a few more ways than I am saying that the past is important to people. Now, if you had a bad experience a few years ago, and it's not anything positive that you would like to, like, just get it out of your mind, that's a different story. Because if you carry on with negative things that happened in the past, and all you do is carry it riding on your emotion and stuff like that, that you don't need. When it comes to letting something go in the past, there are things you let go of the past because it's not going to do you any good. But there are things that you must glorify, because it is because the energy is still in your life. The energy. You are still connected to an energy every day of something of the past that is keeping you alive. And even if you don't realize it, but that's a fact, that there are a lot of things of the past that are standing. Talk about the sun that comes up every day that you wake up. The sun, you come and see it. The sun is something that is as old. I mean, long, you know, don't compare with our age. The sun been there long before us. So why would you think then that the earth and the sun should not go pass away? You don't think so, because that's what making you alive. That's what make you live. So if you continue to think along the line that I am elaborating, you will find out that when you live with the attitude that you don't dwell in the past, you know, the latest, I mean, what they call it, fad, you know, that come in, you know, as soon as it come in, it begin to get hold, though. You see what I mean? But the point is, what I'm showing you is that if you were to destroy everything that is in use today, what would you have for tomorrow? What would you have for tomorrow? If you destroy everything today because it's used and today will gone and it will be tomorrow. Are you going on let me straighten this out. When you get rid of the things that you use today, why don't you get rid of it then? Since you stick is only with the present. You're always working with the present and the past. You don't hold no allegiance to anything of the past. So you want to cherry pick what you want to? Well, there is some cherry picking about things that you forget, you know, because we're living in a very dynamical world and we associate ourselves with the things that is of use to us, right? And there are many, many, many kind of different maneuvers that we do because of life purpose and what we do. But if you have the kind of mentality where you don't know anything of the past that you should be talking about today, you don't know nothing. You don't know much. The things that are of the past are pretty much the things that are present. So if you are going to tell somebody about, you know, into the past and all them things, you know, you know, like, no, you can stay in the past. You have to have a context for this. There has to be a context about what you elect to dump and let it be forgotten. There are some things like that, of course. You have to know the difference, though. Because if you begin to behave like nothing of the past is of any meaning to you today, well, you know what? Something is wrong with that mind of yours because you don't get to see the different things that you must separate one from the other because there are different contexts of things. And you got to know when you are expressing yourself, you must always carry some of the context with you. You got to carry some context with you because if you somebody's going to find out that, no, this person is like tilted over one side, you know. I am talking along this line because the difference between the uncivilized human, not the world, but humans, human as a whole. Remember, on this planet, there were no human beings. In the beginning, there were no human beings. And then came civilized human beings and give life meaning. If you couldn't talk, just think about the first human who couldn't talk for, 3 to 4 million years. You think about that. Think about that. And think about today. Now, somebody's going to tell you, don't bring up the past for me. You know, I mean, only fools deal with the past, right? I am bearing down on this emphasis about human life. And I'm saying how I see people as a whole. That's the way I grow up in it. Where people don't have a civilized sense of human life. They don't care about who come first or who come second because, you know, that type of thinking is like a mixed bag of marbles, different colors, and you know, you just treat them like marbles. You take out anyone you want to use and stuff like that. It doesn't matter to you. But I am saying that when we do not know the difference between civilization and ape-like humans, if you don't know the difference, you're in serious trouble. Because you ought to know. There are just some things that we are to know. Otherwise, we are deprived of the knowledge we should have. You see what I mean? And we do not have any connection with no energy power that we are connected to. However, the case with the hominid species of South Africa, they do not have energy connection with the cosmos, with, let's say, spiritual or immortal being. They don't, because their evolution was not connected to any such energy. It's nature, but they don't have no designation. They don't have no booklet or nothing like that. How they come about? The hominid, did they have a handbook for their beginning? We have scientific study that, you know, look at skull of people and determine when it lived and what gender it was and stuff like that. But apart from that, these people do not have anything like, say, a Bible, because you see, they have, white people have Bible now. The Bible is not telling anybody about a real creation. And people who believe in the Bible creation story are duped. You are duped. I grew up in that dupedness. And when I found out that the world is not like what the Bible is saying, I was like lofted up above where I was in my mind. You know? Because it is hard to face the experience that you grow up with parents who go to church and you become a member, believing member of the church. And what is the church? The church universal, what is it? Now, you can talk about certain religion, like the Hindu. Hindu religion is not a church. Just get that straight. From history, Hindu religion is not a church. And reason why we ought to know the difference between the first calendar that was related to the sun, because the solar system, and why, when we talk about the uncivilized humans and the civilized humans, is something important, because the civilized humans are hybrid humans, anatomic human. It's different from the ape-like human. It's different. So you are in the world today where you go out there and you want to go shopping and stuff like that, and you see all these malls out there and things like that's all you're concerned about. There's a reason why. We only concern about, you know, the hurricane is coming and we need to get water. But why is the hurricane coming? What causes the hurricane? You don't know. You know, you go to church and we'll believe in Jesus and stuff like that, but is the church coming from the beginning before any humans came on the earth? Was there any church back there? We don't know about that. We don't know of any church back then. So look at this spatial space when there was no human being at all of any kind, and there was no church. There was no civilized people. There was uncivilized people. Sunshine, you know, and the moon. The moon shines too. All right. So what I'm trying to say, if we don't notice time and era, the present from the past, if we don't have a good sense of that, we are living like uncivilized humans. And now you are talking, but you only talk and you only carry so much effect because you're talking and you're not really making sense as far as civility is concerned. And what the Earth planet is and what happened if you were to like go off up to the moon or up to Lamu, Mars, you know, what a difference it would make, right? So I am talking now about the difference of time and the difference, the different type of people affected by time, what the calendar was for, you know. The calendar is to keep us from vacuum, from living in a vacuum by using time, spatial time, or spatiotemporal time. You see, the calendar gives us purpose that is controlled by time. That's what the calendar is. And some other things like season and thing like that, it affects that. But the most important thing about, or the leading thing about the solar calendar is the immortal gods that are in charge of these things. The immortal gods. And if we are only believers in what the Bible says about Adam and Eve in the garden, you have to go back to the world history with science report that tells us about time and when people came on Earth and when, you know, people are destroyed off the earth and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to say, if we are here and we have some spiritual belief, and we don't take the belief system from the time, the calendaral time, then I tell you what, we don't work much, you know, and especially when we don't think and we don't get to know, let's say, spiritual things about our existence, then you don't know when the world was empty and nobody, no living being was here. You don't know nothing about that. And you don't know about when the first humanoid came about. You don't know that. But you know about today, that is AD Anno Domini, and that you are taking all of what you are believing in and participating in, you're taking it from just this, what they call modern time. But that's all you know. It's basically the word that pronounced modern time. You see what I mean? Now, it's like what we have here today in a world history textbook that tells us when things were at zero when it comes to human life form, not talking about other creatures, the human life form. And it is simple that the first mankind was not civilized. How do you get civilization on the world, in the world? You'd have a problem with that if you don't know. Or you find a way to live where, you know, you don't have to know that and you will live and live until you die. But is that the right way to live? You just want to come in like a crocodile and go away like a lizard or something like that? All right. So I'm saying when it comes to thought value and you respect yourself and you would like to be perceived as someone who have a high sense of purpose and know where everything is situated at, right? And you know about church, and what you know about church is what somebody writes in the Bible and says, you know, you have a God up in heaven or something like that, and God make this and God make that. To know when civilization comes is something that you and I need to find out, because we're not in a vacuum as such. We do have civilized sense, right? But civility is not something that you can mix up with something else. You see what I mean? Civility is a special thought, a special internal blessing that make you up to have sense of discernment. You have eyes to see and you have ears to hear and you have a brain. And as we know, the brain in the pig, the brain in the lion, and the brain in, you know, all of these animals are different. They have a species of their own. And this is how life forms exist. Who give us our bodies and set the kind of quality brain in our heads? We don't know that. We don't know that. Then if we, then like I myself began to read and, you know, happened to get affected by the power that be to read and understand what I read, because I was coming from a very, very backward, experience, okay? So for me to start reading and find out that the world is really different, it wasn't hard for me at that point to realize that something is wrong. Because before I came to the realization that I must be careful about what I'm reading, that I understand what I am reading, that I would be able to understand what a calendar is and what civilization is, law that govern civilized people is. Now, I find out I'm very disturbed now based on what I am seeing about the civilized world. Because clearly something's gone wrong, and when it's like you can't stop some things from going wrong, not unless you had something to do with something and you can prevent certain things from go wrong. But when you don't have that power, then things are going to go wrong and affect you, and you can't do nothing about it. All right. But if something go wrong and you come to have a knowledge that you can affect what is going wrong, you have a chance to make things better, right? That's how I see it, So what we have today, what is it that we have? We have two different people. Two different people that don't belong together. They come from different species. How do you make that out? And you have, a ton of people, a university graduate, and they go to church. Now, to really find out you yourself as a human being and who you are, and don't play like you're God, and all that. Or say you raise up some church and you're hearing from God and you lead people to start to think those kind of like hallucinate. hallucination. if we would learn from the history record of the past, like a birth certificate kind of thing, I see history like a birth certificate, because history tells you time and place and everything that identify human action of the past, right? We want to recognize things, and we have to recognize things by word, right? So we have writing. So when we talk about history, we talk about writing. We talk about dictionary. It's words, 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 words. So the uncivilized human being didn't have word for identifying nothing, right? So they didn't bring human civilization at all. No, they didn't. How did they become human and talk in language today, many languages, because there was nobody else on the planet. If they didn't bring civilization, then it must be some other means. Not true? Some other means brought civilization, but it's not them, because they would have like quite a few million years to come to get to a civilized stage. That is if they would ever get there. But in the space of time that we have here, where these hominid exist in Africa, we want to know how these two people are here in the kind of confusion and crime and violence, drugs, all kind of thing. How does it come? Now, there's in history only one it's only one hominin species. It's only one hominin species at a time. Right? One species at a time. And it was not civilized. Not civilized. So wherever history trace the hominid from is from Africa into Europe. And I'm saying there's too much confusion here. No more first calendar, solo calendar, and all these institutions in the world is running. It's just, everybody's just doing their thing. But what happened to the things that we consider that set up civilization? Because everything on earth is regulated by civilization. Words. Now, who set up the civilized things? These hominid? Well, I wanted to tell you this. There's only one set of a group of people that history shows talk beside the people who were created hybrid. Only one other group of people called Cro-Magnon. Do you know what history says? Where the Cro-Magnon come from? Now, listen to what I'm saying to you. You will read now, even on Google, you will see that they're showing you that the Cro-Magnon spoke language. And they try to, like, say they were side by side with the Neanderthals in the Neolithic, Paleolithic time. Some 40,000 years ago or something like that, they say. So what we have here is a press by the hominid white people writing all these things and publish it. Like the Bible, right? The Bible is the leading catalyst for the confusion of the world. And the bad thing is that all the killing and all of the violence and stuff like that, they are the ones who brought it let's say, in America. So you're talking about you only stick to the present. But we're talking about these things from way back in the beginning. And if we can't make sense of the beginning leading to where we are, then we are uncivilized and we are foolish. And we may be using words, but clearly we have a low level of understanding about the words that we are using. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, it's one thing at a time, right? It's everything must be fitted into its place so that we don't have everything mixed up. We're coming from back there. How difficult it is for us to trace the history. How difficult. My friends, I don't know if you get the gist of what I'm saying. It's about life I'm trying to talk about. You know, I am not a trained speaker, but from a classroom, I am just somebody who barely read and able to make some sense. And that's what I'm doing here. The people who can read and make and present what they are thinking better than me, they're not going to tell you what I'm telling you. So as poorly presented as I am doing, that's as good as you're going to get, because all of them in the church, all of them out there is for the church. Was where did church come from in history? Homosexual. These same hominids. It's them. So, what are you going to do with these educated people who don't care nothing about the calendar? They don't care about Christmas and Easter. They don't care. They care about money. They don't care that Africa that is commissioned to rule the world, the fishes of the sea and everything else in the world, they are to control it. You see sodomite, homosexual, ruling it. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I am telling you this because I am facing the route of life too, like everybody else. And I am glad that I am someone willing to talk, because in my heart, grows up from a child to where I am here today. You know, what in us that gives us a propensity to reason and to see things make sense from things that we observe, and more so from a history that is written. To follow it, I find that there is a corruption or a corrupting of the brain. Why you don't really have anybody to step forward and use the world history textbook. And then we have IS, civilized information, historic source, the ice one, and that is the Sumerian, the first human civilization with kingship laws and empires, right? You look into the world history textbook, the first four large civilization with urban, you know, with urban development is Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. A lot of people think that Egypt is the first to start set up civilized things, a lot of things. Well, Mesopotamia was the first one where it started. However, it's like they kind of use Egypt as a certain staging for and that produce certain kind of things that is now popular today. But it is civilization where, in the context we're talking about it now, where did civilization start? It did not start in Mesopotamia in summer. It didn't start with the Sumerians 6,000 years ago. The real history, the whole history will tell you that the immortal gods came to earth. And as a matter of fact, contrary to what we think and believe today, it is the immortal gods and come from a planet in our solar system. But because of the Bible and the church, and of course, I must tell you, when the decision was made, shift away from the solar calendar, can you tell what were the meaning and the purpose altogether of the first calendar? Who established it and established a civilized function on Earth by humanity? It has to be by civilized humans. It cannot be by the ape-like primates. It cannot be them. So I am saying that they came in with a moon season calendar, and that, unlike what is civilized, the solar system, the sun, solar calendar, the main purpose that it offers the humans is to revere the immortal gods who came from the Nibiru planet. They wanted something, and what they wanted, and of course you may say, I mean, how did they know what they wanted was here? Well, you're talking about the immortal god that is on a frequency far from Earth. Earth is just a little planet with a little 365 days orbit, right? So there is much for us to know, but with the Bible that we have, we're not going to know, because our brain is corrupted by the Bible and we are shut out from knowing the truth, our existence. That's the problem that we are in today. It's difficult if you are to know the truth of the history, you'd have to be dedicated to that. You'd have to have an interest to know. But when you don't, when your brain is so damaged that it is not possible, almost impossible, for you to find a way to know the truth. Because you going to have to dedicate yourself to look for the history. And when it may be so difficult for you to do that, based on where you are and the development of where you are, it may be very difficult. And you don't see nobody that is going to, like, you know, help you to know what you want to know. So I am saying that we have things here that we are looking at. And when we cannot tell the difference between time and people, I am telling you, I've started to tell you about the other group of people who talk beside those that were created by DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube in South Africa. These are the hybrid set of people who would develop in Africa after the hominid and go up into Europe. So these people develop in Africa. And while these developed people are up there in Europe, trolling the place all over, okay? And this is the problem that a lot of people may never find out. And a lot of people, when they hear the story of what happened, they don't have anywhere within them to digest that. Now, I happen to be reading my little type of reading, and I go on, I keep on going on, and until, you know what? It was unlikely. I never thought that I would come to find out certain information. Because, you know, book is not calling out to anybody. Words are not calling out to nobody. We are created to seek the knowledge. And we have good, sober mind. We are sane. Civilized people are sane people. Yeah, we are sane people. So when you're reading something, you know whether you're reading foolishness, because you have the perceptive light inside of your brain. It's given to us. So when we read stuff, we can tell the difference, context, and what energy is rolling in the communication. You see, some people think that you don't have any way to know. But knowledge is not darkness, it's light. And words bring light. Yeah, you know, especially in the Bible, they talk about, you know, the word was with God and the word was light and all this kind of stuff. Words have what we need. And we must be sensible when we read what we are reading. So I am telling you that the people who, the hybrid people come to meet somehow, and bad things happen from them. interbreeding occurred between two type of beings, one civilized and one is uncivilized, and you know, one get the best of the other. And the sodomite primates, they begin to have children by the species that is wise sapien species. So I tell you, the other species is the hominid, right? Hominid. White people come from hominid, ape, primates. Now, the wise sapien don't come from no primates in the world issue textbook at all. It's a different blood. And then when the blood was mixed, it destroyed the sapien. Not totally wipe them out, but they become victim because their brain regress. They were not the same like the first 100,000 years when they developed in Africa. And that's what is causing the problem in the world today. So I am talking to you about the history that is here. World History textbook, you'll find in the university. It's the highest form of published information for people to know. But now we find people who don't want to know at all. They do not want to know. But I am holding, you know, I don't have anything else to do beside to resolve what I have read. There's nothing else like history, a record of the past. So I'm telling you, when you run into this problem of making distinction or confused, you just don't know, you know, who white people are. You have to just take them, you know, because they force themselves on the African people, the hybrid people. They force themselves. And now, because they look like us, they talk like us, and, you know, they manage to wrest away from us the government authority that we are supposed to have. What is going to happen? What is going to happen with these two opposite species mingling up together, man? The worst thing is when you don't even know, like you you see an African person, hybrid person, doesn't know the purpose for the civilized people. And a lot of us don't know the difference between the hominid species and our species. You know, a whole bunch of interbreeding go on and the blood go all over the world and people just don't have no sense now. And from all different directions, people are confused. So it multiplies the confusion. And the professionals who is supposed to straighten out things, they are oblivious that everybody is confused and that somebody who has good education should find out what the reason is why you are going to a church and you have a university degree. Why you believe in a church? What do you read in the history about where civilization come from? What you read there that tells you that the Bible is a real history? You don't see nothing in the world history textbook that tell you that confirm what Bible says. No, But these people, white people who bring the Bible about, they feel so proud and mighty to destroy our species, sapien, that what they turn to now is calling themselves Homo sapien. No, they are solidly hominid. They are. So how do they now come in to take over everything from us and then take over our species identity from us? If you don't know, that is what is happening. I'm telling you today, you may never hear me say again, and you probably may, but you have one chance to get it right. And whenever you see that green light, go through it. Because the amount of confusion that we have killing people today, the white people are the cause of it. But we fail to read and find out what has happened on the planet. My friends, I know that I have to try harder nowadays to talk because I'm losing my fluency. I'm losing my fluency. And, you know, if I get it back, I'll be happy about that. However, though, I try to stay on subject, right? I try to stay on the subject and to create an illumination about a subject matter in our history that needs to be dealt with. And I am glad that I will die with my present illumination about what is civilization. When did it come on earth? And who are we as civilized people? We belong to an ethnic group. All of us. Why we are ethnic people? We are hybrid. We have the same two blood inside of us, the sapien and the blood of the gods. These white people talk about Jesus and Jesus' blood, and they make up all kind of a monkey character called Jesus and so on. Don't exist. You cannot find any of that in civilized writing. And they have captured us with this nonsense. And the good Lord helped me to read and find out. I'm telling you, and you know, it is here for you. It is in the World History textbook. And if you face these educated with questions about this, they run away from you because confusion is bugging almost everybody. It doesn't matter how much they are learned. You know, if you read well, you will find out that even the Bible itself that they have tells you that the time would come when is, as it were, a blind man will tell you the truth, but not those who say they are learned. Simple, simple soul will find out what the truth is, what civilization is. And the rest of them will be looking for wealth and all kinds of things that they want to do with their lives, but not to know what civilization is, because they see everything, everybody as civilized. And that's not the truth. That is just not the truth. And by the way, the show I did yesterday, I think it might be making like two of the shows I do this week. Black Talk Radio block, what I said. Because what? They want to dominate the African people. These white people who are nothing but sodomites. You hear they talk about, Trump talks about, you know, he was a, when he was president, as president of the United States, he can declassified a document. Just do it in his mind and send it wherever he wants to. You are hearing some of the most egregious and confusing pressure. And how many people out there looking on that man and ready to vote for him and to put him back in office? When I tell people that America doesn't have a government, it has an imitation of government. And I am not short of proving it. And I tell you something, they are doing this. No, it's like about 25 of my shows, they block. Speech that I make on the show. Sit here like almost 3 hours and trying to say something that is civilized to people. And they're blocking me out. They only let through a couple number or play music. That's all they play when you now come to my profile and play these instruments. This is what the white people are all about. They don't care nothing about the African people. They think that they are the they are everything. But get them exposed. You see what I mean? They are reducing to nothing. Psychologically, they are going to nothing, because you know, they used to do a lot better, but now I mean. How can Trump be so bold to do the kind of stuff that he's doing? You mean, when did he, didn't he? Let's say even when he was coming into the presidency, you know, it is now shown that he has been doing things before he become president. He lived a certain kind of life. He do, you know, he has a certain style. Yeah, he got money. But how did he lose the essence, whatever essence he had, to suppress all these kind of desire and convictions that he has, you know, because he's been oppressing it all along, and now he just come out with it. So you mean he never developed a essence of honesty at all? All right, but to say you're a government, he still don't realize what it is to be a government. When I tell you that there is no real government in what they call United States, it is because people gone blind. These folks use a lot of chemical on the people of the world, like, you know, COVID-19 and all this kind of stuff. That's what these people use to dumb down the people in the world. That's what they do. So these people are going around now and, you know, full up of Jesus, and they would hear me here talking, and they just, you know, I mean, just move on, you know. They're not even to say come in and have a conversation. No, I won't do that. But you know, I use my sense of belief to follow the route of history. That's the way it goes for me now. So it's not that I won't believe something. Something. You have to believe something and let it be real. Something too. So the church function that affect people today is believing in things that we don't know. Primarily, we read those things in the Bible. And we do not know when we poison our minds with words and meaning of some kind of notion. A notion is the thing. Intangible. They don't present you no tangible stuff along with the intangible. And this is what is killing the people in the world. People are very, very brought down low. That they have like IQ and everything else except history and time. The calendar of the sun, the solar calendar, they don't know nothing about that. Ask them about the division between BCE era and AD Christ era. They don't know the difference between that either. They don't know. You know? So that spiritual blindness that is bothering people, it's awful. Very awful. However, my friend, we are not given the opportunity to live forever. I mean, like thousands and thousands of years. We are not given that. And it's the reason why we should take heed if you want your life to be exactly who you are. Well, you know, you are something, but are you living according to the knowledge of who you are? Are you a hybrid? I mean, how much of us don't think we are hybrid? You think you just, you know, as a man and a woman, you know what to do as man and woman. You want sex and stuff like that. You don't know. You don't want to know nothing else because you feel like, say, okay, you're pregnant. You're going to have a baby, and you're going to have a baby. There's nothing to it. That's the way the church and AD and Adamani, that's what they make us like that. You know, I mean, they bring us, bought us from the Africa and bring us, all over the industrial world and teach us Bible stories that don't exist. Creation in the Bible don't exist. It just don't. And they want to rival you and challenge the truth of history. And like tell you that, you know, the Bible and history agrees. That's what they're telling you. It's not true. You know what I mean? So we can't get these homosexuals out of our faces and our places that they follow us, they trail us and follow everywhere we go. You don't see that. And they take over everywhere that we take over. And well, they have AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord. They make up this phony father character, Jesus. And that has messed up the world. Well, my friends, you know, something is going to happen. At least we're going to die and leave. We will die and leave this planet. And if we decide that we don't want it, I tell you what, you're not important. And we will never be important people with a spirit inside of us unless we tune ourselves up with the energy, by the word that guide us in history. You know, and don't follow these white people because they're going to, you know, you follow them in their boat, they're going to sink. They're sinking right now because they don't have intelligence good enough. You know, they think the little calculation and thing they have on the boats and the plane and stuff like that, that's all they're concerned about. But look, civilization, for those of us that know, is far beyond what these homosexuals are, you know, crazy about. That's the things they want, and they do all kind of violence to have what they want. And we who are created in a different, with a different type of manner, you know, we go to all kind of problem with them. They do us any kind of stuff, and we don't seek to, you know, I mean, knock them where, you know, there is nothing, you know, out into the dry grass. We don't do that. No, we come and submit under the, what they call, they, you know, we allow them to fool us that it's government that they're running. Just hand it to me and see what happened. It's not true. These are faggots that never talk. The history says that. You know what I mean? Nobody cannot face me in my lifetime and get away with that kind of a nonsense, because the world history and all of the, you know, the spinning, crushing stuff is waiting for them until you put them in the air and you find out that their tongue cannot help them. Okay? My friends, I thank you for tuning into the program. And I'm coming up to the time now when I need to get to this segment of the show. I am telling you because there's nothing better than knowing the truth of history. It controls everybody. And if you want to go and talk like, oh, you are some god or something, and you know better than anybody else, I don't know better than nobody else. I can account for my life experience and how I started to read, and I begin to see that something is very, very wrong with the human world and the how civilization came about and what began to destroy civilization. You see, it's not that anybody can destroy civilization. It's a matter that we are destroying ourselves. But civilization remains the same because it is the gods who are civilized, and they give it to us in their blood, right? We are hybrid, and if you don't recognize your hybrid person, then you will out there with the Christian bunch. You don't want anything to do with Christianity because you don't find anything in civilized writing about Christianity. You don't allow these sodomite white people to come here and destroy us with their sodomite doctrine and tell us that, you know, homosexuals are just as normal as other as heterosexual people. That's what they're telling people. And we are submitting to that. You don't submit to that. You just don't submit to that. They can turn off my mic as much as they want. Because you know what? I make up an all set. I'm going to die like everybody else. Right? If anything is there for me, it must be after I am dead. But in my lifetime, I am going to live according to history, not a Bible. Okay? And if you allow these hominid that could not talk for 3 to 4 million years and now come Jamaican, raga our ancestors and get talking, baby. No, they're talking. We know why they're talking. Cro-Magnon, modern man. We are not modern people. We are hybrid. You see what I mean? And they're making up all kind of story. Civilization come from is 6,000 years ago in Mesopotamia. This is what these white sodomites are spreading all over the world. My friends, Listen to this. You know what? Yes, let me go ahead. Europe. Hominid uncivilized white culture began 100,000 years ago. It's a fact. Right? I hope you get that. Yes, Europe, hominid, uncivilized, white culture. Yes. Yes. And she, okay, a parochial fact. Okay, yeah. So this is the title. Europe hominid uncivilized sodomy white culture began, I began to talk. Yeah, so Europe hominid uncivilized sodomy white culture. Began to talk 100,000 years ago. A parochial fact. Right? The first atrocities done by European mute hominid humans was sexual hominid humans was sexual assault on the I see here a little editing need to come in. The atrocities. So the first atrocities done. It is one of the first atrocities done by European mute hominid humans was a sexual assault on the sapien species subgroup. Yeah, I think I got it now, right? One of the first atrocities done by pian mute hominid humans was a sexual assault on the sapien species subgroup, Neanderthals, and then the wise sapiens. Now, within just a few generations, the continent of the Americas were virtually emptied of their native inhabitants. Some academics estimate that approximately 20 million people may have died in the years following the European invasion. 95% of the population of the Americas. Hear that? See, what I'm telling you is not a waste of time, you know, but like everything with a mass, you know, density, we'll all, you know, we'll all dissolve and go away someday. Of the, yes, 95% of the population of the Americas, 20 million. Yes, since the white people come here in America. Not talking about the other places, right here in America. Man. And we are sitting down and behave like everything is hunky-dory. These people live in America like they... We came here and saw them. That's their attitude. Because you hear they're talking now. They don't talk like they come from anywhere, any place else but in America. You see that? It just shows you the density of their uncivilized mentality. You see, they have a mentality that they didn't really develop with as a hominid. It is the process of interbreeding that's the reason why they are the way they are here today, as far as look like a real human, I mean to say, and talk like a real human. They never have that for 3 to 4 million years. They couldn't talk. You see what I mean? And here we are today. We are duped because they use all kind of poison. You know, at first it is the interbreeding and the bad blood that get inside of the African people. Why we turn fool? You see what I mean? And whether you have a PhD or something like that, they change up words, they change up custom, they change up everything. And you mean there's nobody to stand up and say, no, we cannot allow you to do it? You imagine that? Yeah, and they take the position now that they have a right to go all over the world and control us. Really? No. But, my friends, well, do they want to cut my mic off today again? Well, they can do whatever they are allowed to do it, but they only have a certain amount of time. You see what I mean? I have to tell because, well, as long as I am understood, well, you know, that's all there is to it. But I am telling you people, there is no reason to sit down and go vote these people into what you call presidency or whatever else, because they don't come from a civilized bloodstream. They do not. Just as though Jesus in the Bible is a phony, that's how white people are phony, because you believe in Jesus, but and it's going to take a whole bunch of big sleds, psychological sledgehammer to beat Jesus out of your brain if it can happen. But I am drawing the comparison that the same way we believe in Jesus and Jesus never existed, it's the same way right now. We are believing in what these white people are doing. They come with imperial colonialism. When? Just the other day. What were they doing before that? Did they have any government really before that? No. You check them out, 509 BC. And yet still no poison that they've been using to turn our brain into a different kind of energy. We don't know what is right from what is wrong. That's what they are using against us. Because look, it doesn't take no whole bunch of knowledge to chase these people away. But gradually, we come down to right where Africa rulers, right where they want us. And that's the reason why they give us over to these sodomite white folks. Africa. They turn full. Kingship is like, nobody know about, no kingship. You know, things that belong to us. These people take it and out there and make themselves as adornable as possible. And you know, hear nobody write about it. You know, hear nobody say nothing about it. And it's not for them. It is widely known that they use all these kind of a different methods to gain access to what they want to do. And once they see the trick work on us, we believe in Jesus. And from the fact we believe in Jesus, they know that they can make us believe in them fucking their asshole too. You see, we don't care. We don't know. And it's not that we wouldn't care. But something really gone bad with our brain. You see, on the 100,000 years before we left Africa, and look on the 100,000 years since we left out of Africa and come into the other parts of the world and settle down. They go and learn up everything in our system because they didn't have any system. White people not coming from a system of civilness. And we can't understand that. So now everything they make up now to us is like, oh, this is the first world order. And sodomite can't make no first world order. Right? Can't make the first world order because you need civilized light. And they were all around in the Bronze Age. I mean, disturbing the things that we were doing to establish civilization. Right, like in a structural sense, make up buildings and different facilities. These folks learn from us, and the talking babies that they have. Well, you know, if we don't know, well, we will be always the conquered. But all it takes is the force of the truth. You see, and they will have to fly away. I'm telling you, it is the truth. And it is, why do you think these historical record is available to us and we don't care? Why? When these things are telling us about what these faggot white people do, it don't move us. We think about Jesus, hallelujah, and stuff like that. We turn idiots. I grew up with this. And you see, because now everything these white people put up and say they are government, we don't have nothing to say or do to prevent them having control. But it's a matter of time. It is a matter of time. Because all you don't need to go far. You don't need to go to no gun or nothing like that. Take up the world is the textbook. Okay? And they will have to go. That's all there is to it. But you have to go to their post office. You got to go to their jail, their prison, and everything like that. Library, you know, and the church. You know, they can make up any, they call themselves gods anyway, but at a certain time. And after they put all those things in the World History Textbook, they don't care that we are going to read it and find out, say, oh my God, we are duped. They don't care about that because we don't show until this day that they have done anything out of step. You don't see. So all I can do, my friends, I know that there are people out there that clamor for knowing the right thing. And you just need a start in the right direction, and you will never turn back. You know, but for you to go fight with them that they are of established government, you just need this World History Textbook. Buy a good World History Textbook that tells you all of the, well, I have National Geographic World History here. Get one that tells you history, that gives you enough knowledge, power to defend yourself. They cannot take you into their courthouse if you carry the World History Textbook and show them what government is. They cannot come here and chase out the gods, the gods of Nibiru, who brought civilization here and set up the entire planetary system. They can't come here and talk about the imperial colonialism and hegemony and all them kind of foolishness. They can't come here and do that. They do that when we are asleep, and we are asleep now. You see, if we wake up and begin to say things that disturb them and they can't stand it, well, that's when we're doing it. We have our own political system. We are to use it. You see what I mean? And you see, they will dwindle little by little. The fact that just one person needs to be talking the truth, until others may be doing it, you know, and I think they will, you see, but there has to be a test of the first person. Let's say like me, I'm talking about it, and then if somebody were calling in here and make me look bad and mock me and stuff like that, look, you know, because it's easy to make somebody look bad when they're talking and they don't know what they're talking about. But I mean, somebody so insignificant as such as I, Timothy Aldred, and you don't have anybody out there. Let me, you know, just put away violence and all them kind of thing there. You don't have anybody out there. I mean, the most clever of anybody out there to come here and make a point against me using the World History Textbook, and they don't have any other book that surpassed this book, the World History Textbook. You see what I mean? So I have the Sumerian Civilized History. I have the World History Textbook. I have a whole lot of, you know, Hebrew translation from Zachariah Sitchin, where these sodomite white people, you know, use to write a whole bunch of nonsense that don't come from the history. They get ideas from history and go out there and use extracted stuff to, you know, to mix up and dilute the truth with it. And when they know that our minds are insane in our way, and that we are not really walking according to who we are and the road that we are to follow, the roadmap that we are to follow. We're not doing it, and they know they are the one who poison first with the sexual germs that they get into our species, and destroy the Neanderthals and destroy so many of us. Just in America, how much of us they kill? No civilized people would do this. What these white people do, no civilized people would do. And here they cock up everywhere up on TV and on radio and stuff like that. And they're having a good time. What a day when they are going to be annihilated for their sodomite bravery to come all the way from Europe, thousands of miles, and track us down everywhere we are and come with the confidence that they will, push us out of where we are. And they couldn't talk. They learned from us. And we have like, oh, they are the first civilized people. Bring them, come here to talk to me. No, they can't. Because guess what? What I'm going to say is going to be hotter than fire. Yeah. They can't understand what I am saying. You see? That's all I need is to be heard. You see what I mean? Because nothing not going on unless we are being heard. You see? They do an act that creates an effect. And, you know, I'm not going to be, my art is not going to be puff up because they are turning off my thing. And I'm paying them for it. I'm paying them to do the show. And I'm not late on none of these. But they still do it. They're faggots. They don't have any sense to understand. I'm paying them, and they are turning off my stuff. So they don't have no rule of law. They talk about law, but they don't have no sense of law because it is a sodomite energy they have inside of them. You don't see that? I read the kind of stuff that they do, and in the record, responsible people write these history and make it available, not lying on them, and it is such a depressing thing. I don't see any of that to match civility, and why they are, they take every zinc, from us. And we are here rejoicing underneath them. And you don't know, no, Abraham don't exist in the Bible. You see what I mean? And they are using it to convince us every day. It says, within just a few generations, the continent I'm hearing some sounds here, they're probably cutting off my mic, it would be the first time that they do it consecutively, day after day, because yesterday and do it today again. And, I'm not going to get up and go away because I don't know for sure. I don't know if they cut it out, but I am going to continue talking because I'm not afraid of sodomite, hominid, white people in no kind of way. I have the goods on them, and when they thought that it would, we would be dead forever, to find out, no, we're still alive. Okay? They want to be civilized, and they cannot be. And they're going to do all they can to keep us believing in them. Oh, my gosh. we are not of their blood. You see? And we must purge ourselves of their blood, because a civil, a culture is of the people of the same blood. You get it? It doesn't matter what group they are of, Chinese, Indian, or what, you know, whatever, Hispanics. It doesn't matter. We are of the same blood. You can interbreed as much as you want and no problem at all. But not white people. You see what I mean? They come here and look at them for real. They are strangers. They are alien. And look, they are not supposed to be close to us in any kind of way. We and them not supposed to bungle. Because you see some of that in the Bible. What they wrote about Jews. And Jews in the Bible represents the African hybrid people of Palestine. We are hybrid. And look at the way they behave, like, oh, they are better than us and blah, 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 blah. And yet still, history proved we did nothing to them. The gods did nothing with these white people who were up into Europe. The gods did nothing with them. Never interbreed in any kind of way or create any creature out of them. No. It's the wise sapien, that species. They took us out of that wise sapien and mix with their blood. And these sodomites want to come and tell us about Jesus. Jesus don't exist anywhere, nowhere whatsoever. And they want to say that, they used to say that homosexuality is a mental problem. Whichever way they were created, you know, they created liking to fuck ourselves, right? So now they want to bring us down to their level of life, where they couldn't come out of it 3.5 to 4 million years. They couldn't come out of that. But they want to use us now to get out of it by raping our people and getting to their it is called the Enid. There is a word here. And I'm looking for the word, and I know I don't. It's slipping out of my mind ever so often. Yes, I have found the word. Inard. Don't know if you heard this word before, but this word pronounced INNARD. Inards. IARD. Mean in the belly, in the gut. You see, they want us to believe in what they do and who they are. How can we? So it's the confusion that they spew into our brain, you see. That is why we cannot see. That's why we can only believe what they are saying. You see? And there is, you read in the Bible about prophecy, it's not true. Yesterday, I talked about that. You see, about prophecy and not, you know, about like some four or five scriptures I show you. We are there, I mean, right out lying. And the contradiction is there and we are not finding it. You know, I come out of 50 years of reading the Bible and never find one lie. No, I can't even get in without a lie. I can't start read the Bible without I am on a lie. That's how bad it is. And yet still, you are not going to yield nothing. Like, is that true? You know, I have to search that out. There's hardly that anybody is thinking about that because it's only food and bread and milk. You know, people want car and house to live in and want more money for what you're working. You want, you know, upgraded wages so that you can have the finer things. So we don't have the principality sense about life. And that life means more than what we are doing here, talking about we're going to church. When church has nothing to do with history and who we are, that's the thing. And these guys are plucking up all kind of nonsense, filthy stuff, and come for us to worship the Pope, because that's what the moon calendar is. It's for Christianity, that these guys don't want to live under civilized calendar. So I am not guessing what I'm telling you. I am making it plain, man, that these white people are garbage. They are garbage, okay? And whatever they are doing is for us to discern that these people are not civilized folks. They go out there and keep on killing and set their people out there to keep on killing, because they don't want America. I don't want the USA to go back to America or Amerigo. They don't want the African hybrid people to have peace in their soul. They don't want that. But they might tell you about they have Jesus, though, to come and die for your sin. No, don't go like that. You see, these are still the people who come here and say they're making law to marry two fucking people that come from Europe. But they come in here and planting themselves. The World History textbook says, no, they are not a part of our culture. They should not be here. So, I read it to you again. Within just a few generations, the continent of Americas was the contents of the Americas were virtually emptied of their native inhabitants. Some academics estimate that approximately 20 million people may have died in the years. Well, I guess they're giving way. It's not that it doesn't happen, but the context in which they are stating it, they don't have the exact figure, right? So there may be a little more or a little less than, right? Because they say may approximately 20 million people may have died in the years following the European invasion. White people don't see this word invasion as something violent. because your brain is gone down into the dungeon, right? Invasion is a curse. It's not a good thing. It's a violent, it's unlawful, and these people are saying they have government. Come on. Up to 90% of the population of the Americas. You imagine how much people die in America? 20 million? And that is just one account, on one account. So, you know that about 12 million people were here when they came here. Right? About 12. And then they grow up some. Right? And then it go from a bigger number to 20. And it is the European that impacted all of this violence and savage killing of a people who did not go anywhere to interrupt European. But they have come with them fucking, insane mind, and I tell you that them have imperial colonialism. Where they make the contact from? It's Africa, you know. Because Africa, I sell them slaves. Where they get money from? Fear by slaves. You know where they get them? I know where they got their money from. If you want to know where white people get their money from, I will relate it to you right here on this radio. Call me anytime. 347-850-1358. And I will use the history textbook and prove it to you that these white people never had anything. They were mute for 3.5 million years. Where you think they could get money from? And doing business like any of the African countries. Where you think they get it from? Maybe you can just guess it based on I'm giving you hints and stuff like that. So it goes on to say, why are sodomy culture? Why are sodomy culture mentally sick? Well, they are evolved creatures, right? And they are male and female, but there is something about their, you know, the taxon that make them up. You see what I mean? If you and you don't never have a language, how sane your mind can be. I mean, because you look at animals that don't talk. Where human beings are concerned, they are not sane. Sane to be animal, but not sane that the same sanity. I mean, it would have to be a different kind of a sanity that power the human system. It's a chemical thing, right? So what we're talking about here is of the population of Americas, it says, why are sodomy culture mentally sick? Ethnic natives are afraid of the killers and thieves. Yeah, because the crossbreeding that they did right away send our brain on a lower frequency. And that's what is happening. Why is it that we turn fool like that? It's because at that time, we who are living, that their blood gets around easily. Once that happened, people are having sex. You see? So this is exactly why the entire culture of us, whether it is in Africa or any place, you know, India, China, the blood gets around in our culture. Which president is responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Listen to this. To show you how these white people are, if you can't see that it is something they did, like the hybridization, not the hybridization, with the crossbreeding, that make baby talk between them and our civilized blood, right? You look and see that they don't have no ifs, ands, or buts to go out there and kill and go on like it's okay. No, that is showing you that these people fuck dogs and fuck batty hole at them same one. Look, they are dressing up and carrying on and stuff like that simply because what? Since they met African people, they used to wear animal skin. Look at the way they write the Bible and write about Adam and Eve and things that they say. It is showing you that these people are not in the right mind. And yet still they want to come and push up themselves. They want to fuck your body and they want you to say, you know, you are just like them. You see what I mean? Truman, after consultation with his supervisors, I mean, it's like they are so civilized more than anybody else. You see? And if you ask them who is their species, where they come from, they have to run from you. But they know what to do first. They prep and prime us for us to know nothing at all of substance, especially when it comes to, like, you know, you have to disagree with somebody and you have to chase somebody away. No, we cannot do that. We cannot do that because we don't have the we do not have the academic might and power. It's not that we don't have academic knowledge, but we don't have the force. It's like you have a gun, but you can't shoot it. You see? So a whole bunch of other things come into play once we cannot do that. And these people begin to have their way. Well, this is what is happening right now. Yeah. So they come and they take charge and they find out that we are not combative. We don't have what it takes to make them go about their business. And they take charge of us. That's what they do. If you get to the point where you're able to tell the truth about what is in the World History textbook, and that is the authority and the jurisdiction over the civilized people. They are not in the World History textbook as people civilized. That is to let you know that white people have no power whatsoever on planet Earth, except up in a Europe where, of course, they have made that their home. That's their home. But they leave completely where they are and come millions of miles where we are coming, working and establishing things, and at that then come to suck up. Why? When we have so many kingship laws that govern fairness of life, and we can't execute that. You see? And you're this much away from them fucking your asshole, because they already have the law that them claim a law about Jesus, right? And then you want them Jesus, so you have to surrender to them law. That's what's happening. They don't have no law, but they have law based on the fact that, you know, we make it what they call it, they call it, I'm not remembering the word now. it is whenever you cause something to be, you just leave it alone and let it be. We allow them to do it. Yeah. So we allow these white people to do anything. And remember now, I'm saying it is not because we wanted it to be so, but that interbreeding come with a price that we pay into that interbreeding stuff, miscegenation stuff. You see, that I just don't have explanation as to how this sweetheart or whatever it is happened between these hominid men and the African people. I don't know. I don't get any because they're not telling us. But we have enough and more than enough information that it happened. You see what I mean? That's all there is to it. I am telling you that it is terrible because we are in denial. We are in denial. Look and listen what these people do, and they get away with it. And we behave like it's just a natural thing. You know, they're fighting war. You don't understand. The war that they are fighting is a war to conquer, suppress, and null the defenses, the psychological defenses of the African people. And that's what we become. You see, like you're sucking the dog's milk or the cats are drinking the cat's milk. Listen, we have given over control when we had no need to do that. You see? Default. We default. You know, thank be to the gods, because you know what? I needed the word, and I know the word is in there. And I tap my head. Default. You see what I mean? We have defaulted. And it is the reason why, we cannot move from where we are. Yeah. We put our position on default for them to do whatever they want to do. And it's a brain thing. When you don't have it in your brain, you just can't do it. Is your brain, and you have the speech to talk. So these folks develop something that they should not have. The fact truth is, white people were not fate. There was no fate for them to come on earth. The only fate that they had naturally was to be evolved. Male and female don't talk. They can make some tools. That's all for them. Who they are right now, they're not supposed to come close to us. People are not supposed to come close to African people. It's a fact. So you can make them take over the world, and you just follow them and see what happens. You read some of the most insane thing that these white people do, the government, what they do. You see, and we take them for government. They're not. White people are not running no government. They're a criminal. They're an inquisition. They are everything that is evil. They were not destined to be on earth. And we have them on default. Do whatever you want. Listen. No civilized people do these things, but now they mix us up, and we so confused. You know, them have so much different people here and different people, and you're looking at the same class of people. They come from the same species, and then you think they are some different people. That's how our defaults work. We don't know no better. You see? And all the things that we are talking about and trying to resolve, it doesn't change the things that condemned the world. It don't change it. You see? Because people not speaking on that frequency to resolve anything. You see? So I am telling you that this killing is not justified. This after consultation with advisors. Yeah. They come and they begin to learn how to act like humans. You know, but I'm telling you, they are not in our culture. What are you going to do? You see, they now make laws to fuck your body. You think it's a joke? Oh. Now, this says here, it says, after consultation, Truman, after consultation with his advisors, ordered atomic bomb dropped on cities devoted to war work. Devoted to war work. You hear that? Two were Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japanese surrender quickly followed. Japanese surrender quickly followed. In June 1945, Truman witnessed the signing of a charter, the United Nations, hopefully established to preserve peace. Imagine that. Jesus was supposed to bring peace in the Bible. No Jesus, no day, nowhere they are bring no peace. And a damn right the Bible about peace. And now they can talk. You listen all of this what they're talking. Christians don't bother paying no attention to nothing that condemns the nonsense because they believe it. What were Henry S. Truman believe? What were Harry S. Truman's belief? His beliefs. What were his beliefs? They're asking a question about this sick, psychopathic, homosexual man. The Baptist churches but avoid rivals and sometimes ridiculed revivalist preachers. See, church going against churches. Churches against churches. You say, and okay. Truman was brought up in the Presbyterian, and Baptist churches, but avoid rivals and sometimes ridicule the revivalist preachers. He rarely spoke about religion because him didn't know what religion is. Because religion is not church at all. And they come and mixing up religion and church. And the African people who turn fool don't catch that. Them call A.D. and Adam and a church religion as well. Which, you know, it just dump us into ignorance, you see. He really spoke about religion, which to him primarily... Yes. Which to him primarily meant ethical behavior along traditional Protestant lines. You see, all of that, a pure uncivilized stuff. And they drug the African people in there because, like I say, the interbreeding thing, blood, I mean, totally like parch up our brain, you know, see it. And until today, we think we are all right. My parents were Christian. I can tell you. They didn't have no problem at all with Christianity. When did the European married pattern begin? Listen this. They are the civilized people, and their marrying pattern begin when? Under the AD and Adamani is when they come and take charge of the African people. That time... Africa already give them all of what them need to take over the world. And, you know, you're nothing but Africa again. You see what I mean? I don't know if they are afraid or something because they sold out the people and into slavery and all that. They don't have the backbone to do nothing, right? So all I know is that they gave these guys the keys to go about and do things just like an African country. Okay? So we are here and don't know that's what's going on. And we look at these people like they're wicked and stuff like that. We ain't talk about Africa and what they did. But we come and we are in the church of these people who are killing us every day. I mean, it is a very, very... you know, something that is just unpleasant, I mean, depressing, because how can these people with so much evil in them change their different characters like they are in the movies? And they're not supposed to be among us. Their blood is against us. And we go interbreed with them and create the problem. Like I say, I can't get a hold yet of how that romance, you know, happened. You see? You know, we are cursed. We are cursed. So it must be that some of our people go astray. And then all of us are suffering for it. Now, Yeah, so now when they want to tell you that they were, you know, civilized long time and stuff like that, and, you know, develop custom, they are sodomites. Why would they want to marry? Why would they want to marry? And they wouldn't have no, but they have no civilized way of marrying nothing. They have no civility to think about marrying because they can't arrange nothing. They don't have language, right? They can only make stone tools. So they don't have nothing at all to work with. They're not civilized, right? Now, where they start to tell you about 1965, it's because they decided that they don't want to function under that calendar, the solar calendar. So you have to understand you are astray when you're under this church calendar, moon calendar. Well, we are kind of over right now. There is oddly anything. But I do believe I have a little more to bring, but my time is up. Anyway, I think I can say something more, and I'm going to try to work a little thing. Going to try to work a little thing here, and see if I can key back into where I was. It's supposed to be, what, today, 27? Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, so I'm pretty much back where I was now. I am saying to you that the question is, you ask a European person, when did European marrying pattern begin? Right? They say it's 1965. You mean that they take over the African world almost 2,000 years. You see? That means they talk about, Christ, you know, that they're running Christianity almost 2,000 years. Only after 2,000 years after they take over the African world, they started to marry people in Europe. Now, and they're civilized, right? When did they have a post office? When did they have like a legal system? When? You see, if you ask them about legal law, they're gonna have to tell you about AD and Adamani too. After they now get all of the interbreeding one, and they go to school, to our school, and learn, because they have. They didn't have anything to be civilized at all, right? But they found a way, right? And this is what they did. So when you see they come now and about they have war and we looking up to them, oh, why are we under them? We are under them because something gone wrong and nobody not addressing it. Interbreeding that mess up everything. We have their blood driving us crazy. All right. So come on now. What's this? The European marriage pattern henceforth is a concept devised in 1965 by John Edgnall. You hear when they devise it? is a concept devised in 1965. So it's like they're the one who started marriage. You know what I mean? Because if they were under civilized government, you know, they wouldn't have to talk about nobody invent or devise, you see. Who argued that parts of Europe had since the 16th century been characterized by a household formation system involving late female marriage. You see? They're going on. What were they doing before? I mean, you know, before AD Anno Domini, when they were on their own and never know nothing. You see what I mean? It's easy to catch these folks, you see, into what they are saying, because they go into what is not possible to happen. And so it goes on. Part of Europe had since the 16th century. That is still almost 1,500, I'd say over 1,500 years. When these people, you know, just begin to set their sodomite culture in motion. You see, whereas before they got entangled with the African people, they were just animals out there making stone tools. All right, so it goes on now to, you know, they probably going to like cut my mic off though, because they don't want these kind of stuff to go out, you know, for people to know them. You see, because they know that what I'm saying is real. And for one person to get up saying what's real, well, you know, and everybody have to run, that's a harmful sight, right? But I said, go, if you're not right, you're wrong. You see, and no matter how you deceive people, as long as the deceived can realize that they are deceived, they can have a chance of coming out. Okay, so is it, they didn't have anything. And then we talk about female, like, oh, there were always, you know, I mean, female thing going on. They are not sodomites, female and male culture. You know, they're trying to behave like they are not the culture that they are. And they, you know, we don't understand, so we just go on like we don't know nothing. All right. Involving late female marriage, high female celibacy, high female celibacy, and information of the separate household on marriage. What? On marriage, causing some other thing that they're saying. And my friend, look, thank you for tuning in today. And going to let this go. And hopefully, all be well. Let's see here. Hopefully, all be well with you. And you take good care of yourselves. I am gonna like switch off this thing.